Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Ignore this. But imagine coming home to these every night. Yeah, they're pretty good, right? Plus, they're standing up on their own.
Hold on a second, let me see your mic. Okay, I just had to turn it to funny. Go ahead.
I know sex is a casual thing to some people.
It was a hookup.
You're the second person in my entire life I've ever made love to.
Okay, you gotta go.
I'm really sorry.
It's time.
I guess I love you.
Wow.
Sorry, okay. That was reflexive.
I know you're high. I'm Dr. Oz. I bet you are freaking out right now because you are so high.
It's a bit much.
Portlandia, the final season, Thursdays at 10, starts January 18th.
I guess there really is no good way to say goodbye after all these years.
Order now, supply is limited.
Limited? Do you have any of those microphones left?
Yeah, a couple.
No, I mean, he needs to give us a list so we can plug him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some people actually might come out.
Sorry, I just took my bicarb. Yeah, that.
The thing
I had.
I had somebody recently get diagnosed with that.
Yeah.
And I said, I know a guy. He's got that.
Yeah, I probably have cancer.
How many Von Hessler doctrine hats do you
that's
have?
That's not true.
Just one. The other one was Jared's, redneck one.
Oh, the camo?
Yeah.
That's a cool hat.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks, man.
It's like the juxtaposition of Von Hessler not really being like a hunty person, but
right.
You put it on camo. I like that.
It works.
It's ironic. I like it.
A listener made those for us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Very
yes.
Cool.
I liked it. So.
Yeah. It's a sweet hat.
What's that from? Sweet hat? That's from the Gay Robot. Sweet hat.
Sweet hat.
Good times. Good times. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 109 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah? Well, that's good. That's good.
What about
that's
you? Good. Did you have a good weekend?
No. No, I had a great weekend. Oh, look who's joining us today. It's Stephanie.
Oh, I love this. It's perfect.
Yeah. Steph Swain back in her chair.
Oh, I'm guesting.
Guesting, so generous with her time tonight.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Filling in because Ira couldn't be with us.
Fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira. And Autumn is
fucking Autumn.
Out.
Who did they call? They had to pull from the bench.
Pull from the bench. But we have a deep bench.
Call in the farm. Well, I'm, you know, that's.
You're it.
That's it. Call the farm league.
We would have done the farm league.
It's me.
You retired. You're not in the farm.
Oh, yeah. What am I saying?
Yeah. Which is like you can come
you
back.
You came out of retirement, too. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm dog people now.
You're dog people. Yes. Yeah, so what's been going on with you?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I do now.
Dog people.
I'm fully submerged.
No snakes in the backyard.
Not, thank God. It's been cold enough, so. But
do you
yeah.
know how fucking paranoid you have me of spring? Because we have that big yard, and there's so many leaves and so many pine needles yeah. back there that I have to clean up.
Tim, I fully assumed we were going to see them with Santa hats on. I mean,
yeah.
honestly, I didn't think they were going to be gone.
Well,
but,
you had me looking online to try to find snake repellent, and there's no such thing.
No.
And in fact, everything says you should leave them alone. Well, what about your dog?
Yeah.
What about the three dogs we have? We have a bulldog, and we have two Boston Terriers.
You got to get somebody to come whack them.
Whack them?
There's no whacking them.
There's no whacking them.
No. My father-in-law seems to feel like this is an anomaly. This is just one of those geographical things that happened. They cleared out that lot. We had this explosion of snakes. Then this will never happen to us
uh-huh.
again. That's what he seems to think.
I think he's probably
snake right. Snakesplosion coming this yeah. fall on Sci-Fi.
Yes. Snakesplosion. Snake-nado. Snake-a-cane. Oh,
but
God.
But other than that, well, you know, I told you about my 70s party that I went to, that they had the big, the middle-aged women cat fight.
That's racist.
It was racist, though. It was, because I was only one of like three whiteys at the party, which is normally never a problem for me. It never has been.
What's racist about it?
Well, the lady was racist, come to find out.
Stuff wore blackface.
Well, no. I did have an afro on, but that's not what it was. Yeah. She had a chip on her shoulder, apparently.
About your wig?
About us being there.
Oh.
And I did not realize
Were
that.
Were you invited?
Oh, yeah.
Then why did she care?
Well, it's my friend.
You know there were no white people in the 70s,
Steph? Okay, this bitch never gets invited.
We're all those people from the shithole countries. Why can't we get people from Norway? You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Shitholes. And I'm sorry to interrupt. But if you look at CNN and MSNBC right now on the crawls, for the first time in the history of both networks, it says president refers to nations as shithole countries. Not edited. It's just shithole.
And they put hole with shit. So it could be shithole.
Shithole. Oh, shithole. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. This is the fucking nonstop entertainment for the next 3 years, maybe two.
No. We're going to have fun tonight, right?
Where, in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah, okay. We won't talk about Trump anymore. Go ahead with your party, party.
No. I didn't know it was racist at the time. I didn't realize. I don't even know her. She's at my office, but I never talked to her.
Right.
In fact, my friend that invited me to the party, I didn't even know she talked to her.
So you go to this party, and then you and the other whiteys are there.
Yeah, the two
others. It bothered the one lady.
The one, yeah, she came in out of nowhere. She came in trashed.
Yeah.
Like, she came into the party trashed. We were all having a good time. Everybody was having a good time. And then she started hitting on me right away, which was weird to begin with. She came over and slapped me on the ass.
Oh, she's a lesbian?
Apparently when she's drunk.
Did you go to Twitter immediately and do hashtag me too?
I did say that it was kind of unfair because if she was a man, guaranteed when we went back to work the following week, I would have definitely mentioned that. You know, it would have been much more harsh. But yeah, she was saying a lot of crazy shit to me. But then my other friend, she was getting up in her face saying, I'm a private person. I'm a private person. And everybody's like, nobody's talking to you, bitch. What are you talking about? I'm a private person. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm a private person who grabs people's asses at a party and acts really loud and annoying.
Yeah, but then she goes over to my office mate, who is also black, and decides to get in her face while she's trying to eat her food. And she told her, you really need to get away from me. And then she pushed her, and then she got up and clocked her. And then it was a big old...
Cops show up?
No.
Okay.
No, they broke it up, and it was, you know, and I got my shit, and I was like, I'm going to go. I'm like 44, and I haven't,
You don't need any of that.
Nah. So, but then we come back to work on Tuesday, and nobody was looking forward to it, and she's told everybody that she was just so drunk, and she didn't remember any of it, and blah, blah, blah. However, for some reason, she was sober enough to say, where are all the white people at the party to several people that were there? So.
Where are all the white people?
Yes, three of us.
Where are the white bitches at?
to the other 38 black people that were there. Yeah.
What's that from Blazing Saddles? Where are all the white women at?
Hey, where are the white women at? That was ironic because he was gay. Did you know that?
I did know
Cleavon
that.
Cleavon Little.
Love me some Cleavon.
I loved Cleavon Little. What else was he in besides
Once Bitten?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Love him once bitten.
Poor fellow.
Yeah.
This is a weird transition I'm about to make. But you were just talking about people of color.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing on Hogwarts. My favorite thing on Twitter for the last, I don't know how long, is the trending topic from today that just blew up. You guys seen this?
The laundry pod food that... Hashtag that I tried to get started?
That was very funny. No, I'm talking about hashtag Black Hogwarts.
No.
That I had people trying to get me to weigh in, and I just posted the Homer Simpson backing into the bush. No. I'm not going to weigh in on that. I mean, that's Black Twitter. You don't go diving into Black Twitter. And you don't just run into the Black Twitter pool and go, hey, I'm going to create something funny, too. No, because...
Which is Twitter.
Well, some of Twitter. I mean... Black Twitter is, I think, the most entertaining Twitter.
Well, yeah.
But it's certainly better than Grievance Twitter.
It's a lot bigger than white Twitter, too.
What do you mean?
Like the size of
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, come
on. Ginormous.
I had Jim with a black guy. Their dicks are normal. Like ours. It's Eddie Murphy. Anyway, so no.
I had Black Twitter. I went back to white Twitter.
Black Hogwarts is the number one trending topic today, which was today, Thursday, whatever. And some of them are so great. Now, this one is visual. You can't see it, but it says Expecto Patronus, and it's Tupac's ghost. when you're on scholarship and can't afford an owl, it's a picture of a pigeon. Some of these are so fucking good. Let's see. Yeah, I had a bunch pulled out that I lost the page. But these are all images. The top ones are all images, but some of them are really, really, really funny. Oh, yeah. One of the seven Horcruxes is Michael Jackson's glitter glove. Oh, here's my favorite one. This is my favorite one from Negradamus on Twitter. And it's spelled in the French way, at Negraeux Damus, which is weird because Nostradamus was French. But anyway, it says, hello, I'm Professor Annalise Keating. This is Auror Law 101, or as I prefer to call it, How to Get Away with Magic. I thought that was the best one.
How to get away.
You love that TGIT.
I kind of do. It's silly, but it's entertaining. It's entertaining, and I like that the chick on Scandal, Kerry Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're quivering.
She's a good actress, but...
Every week my wife's watching it, and I'll say, you know, her dad was in Terminator 2. He's the guy that invented the Skynet.
Oh, that's in... Oh, really?
Yeah, they go to kill him, and then the other Terminator kills him.
That's her dad.
Yeah, on the show.
Oh, no doubt.
Not in real life.
Isn't he in a current movie right now?
Oh, he's in a lot of shit. He's a very prolific character actor.
That is so... Well, I thank you for that knowledge. I did not know that was her dad.
Oh, shit. You got it, yo.
You know, I love learning stuff.
So, I mean, you guys probably have been binging and watching a lot of TV. I couldn't even put my mind to anything I've been watching. I got through Maisel, and then my wife started watching it, so I watched it again. It's a good show.
Well, Caitlin, think of Maisel.
She liked it.
I loved it.
She really did.
Loved how it ended.
We finished watching, she was watching that Bad Girls Revolt or something. It was that stupid show about the women that worked at Newsweek.
Yeah, you talked about that last week.
Yeah, they're fucking everybody in the office, and then all of a sudden, we don't make as much money. And it's just one of those shows that they try to copy Mad Men, and it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of nudity in it, so I guess husbands could dig it with their wives. Not me, of course, because I don't do that sort of thing.
Not mine, of course. Yeah. Maybe someday.
You guys are going to be on a record.
Maisel was great, though. I was glad that you guys talked about that, though.
It was. I had to do something to enjoy that show that I don't normally do, and that is to...
Masturbate furiously.
No, that was the first episode I did that.
Bet Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Monk!
It's the lube.
Hey, right. Kevin Pollak was great. Everybody was great.
A little
on
monk
that show.
Spunk.
I love Kevin Pollak's chat show, his podcast. Yeah.
Everybody is great on that show. But the thing is that bothered me is nobody talks like that in real life. And there's no way that she could get up and tell jokes like that.
That's the Gilmore Girls effect.
Is that because I never watched that show?
I didn't either. This is the only thing me and Jeff argue about. That's why he says, well, this is why you would like Gilmore Girls. And I said, this is exactly why. It's so shocking to me that I do like this because I don't normally like all the banter.
Yeah, but
Bill Chappa Tappa Tappa.
Is that the way it is on the Gilmore
fire.
Girls?
We're so clever. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But it goes to me
it
for that
well.
Time period. Yes. I like it for that time period. And they all seem smart enough to pull it off.
Yeah, and I like Alex Borstein a lot on that show.
And that's another thing me and Jeff argued about, because I thought that she deserved some sort of recognition, and Jeff's like, well, she's not even acting. She's just being herself.
Yeah, I don't think that was a stretch for
her. Is she a Diesel Dyke in real life?
She was married for a while, but she's divorced now. But
I felt like, but come on, man. There was a lot of scenes in there where she was really, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I thought she was great.
Yeah, Jeff's such a harsh critic.
I mean, you can tell with an actress with her range, that maybe some of that forced dialogue doesn't really fit her, but everybody else did well with it. Shalhoub especially.
Yeah.
He didn't get any. Did he get nominated for anything?
No, I don't think so.
He was amazing.
He should. I mean, every scene with him, you're just completely captivated.
Right.
Every scene.
Well, it is the wrong year to be white or a woman or a man.
What? What are you talking about? Like there were like
for
no,
awards and stuff.
But there was no black people nominated.
I know.
What are you talking about?
I shot my own self in the foot. Speaking of nominations, you all watched the Golden Globes Sunday night?
No.
I did.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah, how was it? Was it funny? Nonstop laugh riot?
No, there was a couple good jokes.
Well, I know Seth Meyers didn't tell any, so where were the good ones?
He told that one about about Harvey Weinstein being booed in memoriam in 20 years. That was hilarious.
He got bitch slapped yesterday, didn't he, in a restaurant?
He did. A TMZ capture. It was a couple nights ago, I guess. He was trying to go in this restaurant. Some drunk patron slapped him.
No, the dude, the whole story is the dude, like, was talking to him and saying, oh, I'm really sorry for what happened to you. I'm a big fan of your movies, blah, blah, blah. And can I get a picture with you? And he said, no. So the dude proceeded to sit there and get drunk. And then it's like, here, film me. I'm going to slap the shit
out. That's what happened?
Yep.
How'd you find that out?
That's the whole story.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Because that guy was acting like a beta cuck bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and I said this, let the guy go in and fucking eat. Let the guy have a fucking sandwich. Sure, he raped a lot of women.
Sure.
The guy has money. He wants to eat a sandwich. Who
rape
are you to get in his
way?
Rape
has got to rape, you know?
We don't know if he really raped anybody.
No, he raped the fuck out of some of those women. Come on.
He raped Oprah when she had his tongue all over his ear, slobbering his knob.
He definitely raped Rose McGowan.
You think he did?
Yeah. He admitted as much.
He said that he raped Rose McGowan.
He raped Rose McGowan. She took the money and she donated it to that cause for the battered women's shelter or whatever.
When she got it or later
yeah,
on?
Yeah, no, when she got it. As
good
far as I
her.
Know, she got the $100,000 and she donated it to that battered women's.
She should have gone to therapy.
Shit. I don't know. Yeah, obviously, because she is crazy as hell.
Yeah.
But,
that was probably before the case as well.
But yeah, I mean, it's
you think Bill Cosby's
pretty much
sitting
a done
there going,
deal.
Thank God for all this.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I haven't heard a word about
Bill. No one talking about me. All I did was drug him.
Yeah, he's like, at least I drugged him.
Yeah.
They barely remember it.
They don't remember jack shit. I am getting sick of hearing about it and the fatigue and the patting themselves on the back. There are some legitimate things, and I'm happy for him. But Dan Harmon had to apologize to some assistant scriptwriter.
He seems to feel like it's pretty legitimate, though, from his apology.
But what did he do to her? What did he say? Hey, you have nice tits? Is that sexual assault?
I think it was a constant harassment. Like, he constantly was harassing her.
So he must have liked her and been too afraid to tell her that he liked her, and that's what some of those guys do. Creative
maybe,
types. I've been there
yeah.
before. You insult them.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah. And I think it doesn't matter. I mean, I think it's, look, is whenever you're the boss.
Yeah.
I mean.
And then, you know, another thing on Twitter was Mira Sorvino writing to apologize to Ronan Farrow, who I don't believe at all.
Take that aside, but the fact that it did come out, I mean, it is pretty much a fact. I mean, all these directors have admitted that Weinstein straight up said, don't work with her. She's difficult to work with. I mean,
no, I like Mira Sorvino.
He ruined her fucking career.
But I'm talking about, you don't have to apologize for working with Woody Allen, who's only one of the best directors in the history of modern cinema, and made some of the best, most notable movies, and never been proven that he touched Ronan Farrow. Not Ronan, Dylan. What's the girl's name?
The sister. Dylan.
Dylan Farrow, not Ronan. He didn't molest, but her name was something else. One of them had a different name.
Right, and it just
Satchel.
Seemed, it was a light molest, also,
no, but
if
no,
it was.
Mia Farrow is a known whack job.
True.
Who made a lot of that stuff
Yeah, the
up.
Other kid has like set the story straight.
Which kid?
The oldest kid,
The
I
one
guess?
That he married?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, she didn't make that part up.
Yeah, but he didn't touch her. He didn't molest her. He you know, she grew
no, he,
up and
he
then he married
was,
her.
Yeah. Did she grow up when she was 15? Was she
he
grown up?
He didn't touch her when
but
she was
15. But he had her as his daughter when
she
was a small child?
She wasn't his daughter. The but Asian she, girl, Sun Yi?
But she was living in the house as their adopted child since she was a young girl.
No, she adopted Sun Yi with Andre Previn.
And how old was she when she hooked up with Woody Allen?
18.
She was 18
yeah.
when Mia hooked up with Woody Allen.
No. She was 18 when, you know.
Sun Yi.
Right.
Yeah.
So how was Sun Yi whenever, yeah, she was a little girl. So
all right,
yeah,
he groomed
it's
her
gross.
And then he married her.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Come all on, right. Tim. Stop trying to, don't, you ain't got to tell me. You don't think I love Woody Allen movies? You don't think it's a horrible conflict to me? I understand what you're saying.
I
yes.
still love Woody Allen. I can divorce myself from it.
The fact that Harvey Weinstein is responsible for some of the greatest movies that we've ever seen because he would bankroll shit that nobody else would bankroll.
I don't think
we
that.
We wouldn't have had a lot of the movies that we had.
I don't think they should have edited Kevin Spacey out of that movie that now is causing everybody to be pissed about because Michelle Williams, what's her name?
Yeah. Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams doesn't have a smart agent. Now, she signed a contract that said she didn't get paid for reshoots.
Over that $1,000.
Mark Wahlberg didn't sign that, which is why, also, he is in way more demand than Michelle Williams because people will go see a movie starring Mark Wahlberg, as evidenced by the Transformers and any other shit movies he's been in lately, because he's a good actor and he's been in a lot of good movies, but no one says, ooh, I can't wait for the next Michelle Williams movie. He is a commodity. She is a commodity. His stature is higher. Hers is lower. He probably had to take that million because it had to offset something else he was working on. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but for her to come out, or for other people, she didn't complain, but other people came out and bitched about it. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, she should have said something.
She should have a better agent. They have the same agency. There's no reason.
Well, I mean, I think that's the whole thing.
It's blowback because I'm sick of hearing about it every day.
I understand. It marks a sea change. They should just, you know, across the board, some things obviously need to change. But yeah, I'm tired of hearing about
it. If you have a trucking concern and you have, say, Steph, you own a trucking company, or Jeff owns a trucking company and we both work there, and you and I both do long haul trucking.
Tim, can you come into the office? I need to.
I'm not going to blow you again. I mean, I did it to get the job. I really needed it. But let's say that we're hauling shit from one place to another. We should make the same amount of money. I agree with that. We're both construction workers. But if you're holding the stop sign and that's all you do, you shouldn't make as much money as the guy who's hauling shit, or gal, whatever. My saying is, if you're doing the same job, that they're not doing the same job. Who's the bigger draw? Mark Wahlberg.
No, I'll give you that. Who's putting the asses in the seats?
Exactly.
Sure, absolutely.
Women and men. Because
Christopher Plummer, man.
Yeah.
He's sexy.
I love Christopher Plummer. But then again, it brings me back. You should have left Kevin Spacey in the movie. It wouldn't have.
I don't know. I think a lot of people probably wouldn't have gotten to see it if he had been in there.
Really? I would have.
Yeah.
Well, I love Chappelle's joke about that.
What did he say?
Just if he would have just waited until I could have seen the end of House of Cards.
Yes.
God damn it.
See, now he'll take that and put it into funny, easy to digest, but smart comedy.
Yeah, Dave is one of the few people that can, you know, even if you're staunchly opposed to people kneeling during the flag or during the national anthem, he's still the only person who can be for that,
right,
and be on that side of it and make you laugh,
right,
while still being for that and say it's okay.
And you could be the strongest Trump person in the world and watch Dave Chappelle and hear what he has to say about Trump and not be pissed off or triggered. Because if you do get triggered and you're a Trump fan, you're a fool.
Yeah, it's just the way that he conveys things. He's just a master that. He's so funny.
You know, a lot of people are coming out now. Jay Leno came out either yesterday or today.
Jay Leno's gay?
No. Came out against the late night shows. He said basically in 20 years, are people going to look back at Colbert and think, wow, he was a groundbreaking late night host? No.
Well, I mean, none of the late night shows are, I don't watch any of them. I don't watch Fallon.
If I were to watch
Kimmel.
Any of them, it would be Fallon because it's a variety show.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining and it's really light on the politics.
Yeah.
I like Kimmel, though, but I don't watch it regularly. I watch it if he's got somebody good on.
I used to like him.
That's what I do, is I just watch the interviews.
I think he's great at interviewing people, and he's funny.
Mm.
Yeah, stand-up's funny, and his monologues are funny, and the bits he does are funny.
I just don't want to hear politics.
The unnecessary censorship.
That's always been funny.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. I'm also tired of being negative, so.
I can't imagine what it's like for you.
Me?
As your job.
Uh-huh.
Every day, you have to go in and digest this every single day. You have to go in and you have to sit down and you have to like make it into something humorous and try and make it palatable for people and try to blah blah blah. I would blow my fucking brains out if I had to think about it every single day. I can at least ignore it and just try and think about other shit.
I'll tell you this, it's much easier to do that than it is to do what I did today with Eric being out and Mark Arum was the host. And
how'd that go?
It was great. Mark's top of the line professional.
Yeah.
I mean, it was smooth, and you know, he didn't know he was doing traffic, and all of a sudden he had to fill in for Eric.
What's the matter with Eric? He ate.
I don't know. He's out tomorrow.
He ate too many laundry pods.
I think so. You're really pushing that laundry pod thing.
What happened with the laundry pods?
People are dumb and are eating them.
What?
Yeah, I haven't heard about
for
that.
For what? Why? People, what, did he make you lose weight or something?
No, laundry pod challenge. Kids on YouTube are eating fucking Tide Pods.
What? For why?
Is it stupid?
One of those challenges. My God.
What happens to you if you eat laundry pods?
I think you die eventually.
Oh, is this like Flocka or something?
Huh?
You gonna get some kind
of... Yeah, eat them pods, yo. Eat them fucking pods. So what were we talking about before the pods?
Oh, just Arum and...
Yeah. But the topic of the show was the cell phone thing. The state of Georgia is going to make it so you can't make phone calls. Everything has to be hands-free, distracted driving. So when it's one topic, it's hard. And then my tendency is to make fun of the callers and to do their voices and stuff. I can't do any of that. not because I don't like them or anything. It's just what I do. So it's easier for me to react with the political topics and the pop culture topics the way we do them on the show than it is to sit there and do that. But it worked well. I thought we did fun. We had fun with Jared today.
Anytime I listen, it's always going to be, I always have to listen to the podcast because I'm at work, so I can't listen to it or whatever. So, but the podcast is up, I would imagine that you guys, Jared's already.
No, we didn't,
up.
No,
they didn't do a podcast today.
No. Aww.
Nope. Oh, okay.
You should have just done one, you and Jared and English Nick.
Yeah, well, we can't do that. Besides, it gave me an extra hour to get home and take a nap. So we were talking about Golden Globes, and I wrote down some notables, and you guys can talk about it. Now, Jeff saw this movie. I haven't seen it. Best picture for best drama was Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. You said that was great.
Yeah, it was very good.
I'm dying to see that.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, me and Lisa were going to go see that, and we ended up going to see the disaster.
Oh, Lisa Krause.
Yeah, we ended up going to see the happy birthday,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah, happy birthday yesterday, Lisa.
I don't know what happened. There's so many movies out that I haven't seen.
We saw The Disaster Artist.
Was it good?
Oh, hilarious.
Now, what is The Disaster Artist about?
It's about The Room, the making of The Room.
The Room.
You saw that, even though that's got that horrible James Franco in it?
Oh, me too. Stop it. I know,
if Jeff. This gets the fucking deuce canceled, I am going to be pissed.
Let's backtrack, and we'll head that way.
I don't think
this is very upsetting to Jeff. I don't hope so either.
Just say you're sorry.
You know how HBO is, though. They'll can that shit in a second.
HBO will.
Don't you think? If it gets to be a huge thing.
Well, okay, the show is about porn, so I don't understand where the ethical dilemma
right.
is.
Let's table that for a second.
Anyway.
Now, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. What is that about?
This woman's daughter was killed, and the police never found the killer, and the woman is very mad.
Mm-hmm.
So she puts up three billboards saying, hey, my daughter's still dead.
Frances McDormand is the woman? Okay.
How come you're not doing anything about it?
All right.
Woody Harrelson's the police chief, and Sam Rockwell is the deputy.
Well, best actress in a drama went to Frances McDormand for the same movie. Best actor in a drama went to Gary Oldman for The Darkest Hour, which I'd like to see.
But yeah, I'd like to see that.
That's a Netflix movie or an HBO movie.
We almost went to go see that day before yesterday when we saw Hostels, and so which I could just kill myself.
Hostel?
Hostels, that new Christian
Batman
Bale
Western movie.
Was that good?
Horrible.
They said it was the best Western since The Unforgiven.
Though,
that's what the commercial
they
says.
They should kill themselves. I hate them. I listened to those, you know, and then the Rotten Tomatoes was like in the 70%, which is usually my wheelhouse. 70s or 90s. Mm-hmm. 80s are usually garbage to me.
Okay.
So I thought it was going to be great. It was absolutely horrible.
Was this critics or viewers?
I think it was the critics. It was like in the 70s.
I always go for the viewers.
It was fucking horrible.
Even though most people
are dumb. It was so boring. I mean, and there's a part, spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. Okay, Rosamund Pike, there's a part when like everybody's, like her whole family's dead and she's clawing and digging this grave and I actually laughed out loud. It was, because it was just so extra, the whole thing. It was so overacted and I mean, by the end of it, you're like, oh my God, when is this shit ever going to end? It was horrible. Horribly boring.
All right. Now I take that off the list. Best picture for comedy or musical went to Lady Bird, another film I haven't seen.
I'm dying to see that.
I don't even know what it's about.
Heard that's very good.
I thought it was about President Johnson's wife.
No, it's not.
I know it's not. Best actress in a comedy or musical went to...
Saoirse.
How do you say it?
Saoirse.
Saoirse Ronan. From Lady Bird. Best actor in a comedy or musical went to Aziz Ansari from
awesome.
Master of None. Best miniseries went to Big Little Lies on HBO. They are doing a second season of that if you were a fan. Best director for a motion picture went to Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. I'd like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Best TV series, comedy, et cetera, went to The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I couldn't go with that. Best actor in a miniseries went to Ewan McGregor for Fargo. Best Supporting Actor in a Miniseries, Alexander Skarsgård for Big Little Lies.
That was pretty good.
He was a prick in that movie.
Yeah, he
was. Show. Best Supporting Actress in a Miniseries, Laura Dern for Big Little Lies. That did well.
He looked terrible, though, at the Golden Globes. Did you see him? Yeah.
Who, Laura Dern?
No, Alexander Skarsgård.
No, I didn't see him. I didn't watch it.
He's all like super skinny. He's got his head shaved. He looks like he's like...
Maybe he's doing a movie.
Maybe he's doing some cancer patient movie or something.
Best Supporting Actor went to Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Best Supporting Actress in a Movie, Allison Janney for I, Tonya, which is another movie I want to see.
I've heard that's so good.
Best actor in a movie, James Franco for The Disaster Artist, which I would like to see as well. I got to do that again. And then best television series, drama, The Handmaid's Tale.
Too many rapes.
Huh?
Too many rapes.
I saw the movie and read the book. I don't need the show. All right.
Yeah, but The Disaster Artist, you like it.
Okay.
It's very, very funny.
I happen to like James Franco quite a bit, so I decided that we would do our own little awards, and I'm going to put these up for people to vote on. I was going to be all douchey and go after actors and actresses, but I decided against that. So there's only three categories for the first annual Radio Labyrinth Trolley nominations, Trolley Awards. And by the way, the Redbox Troll will return next week to present these. The worst best movie of 2017. The nominees are The Last Jedi, Justice League, It, Alien Covenant, and Kong Skull Island. Now, each of you pick which one you think is the worst best movie of 2017.
Alien Covenant.
I
can't even say that was the best because it was terrible.
I am going to throw you in the floor, Jeff. I liked Alien Covenant
a
bit.
So did I. So it's not getting my vote, but...
No, absolutely not. And I haven't seen It yet, but I thought everybody liked it.
Yeah, I think people like It also.
That's why it's the worst best movie.
Okay,
but
well
it's
then
not
I would...
bad.
But the other... I would say...
Justice League was terrible.
Yes, I've heard. I've heard Justice League was an absolute trash ball.
I have to go with Kong Skull Island.
Kong Skull Island was ridiculous.
No, it wasn't. That was
good. It was horrible.
No, that was good.
It was horrible.
Vietnam with monkeys.
It was awful. It was awful. I hated it. The only part in it that was good was whenever John C. Reilly would have his spaz out.
Yes. He was great.
That was it. Sam Jackson, it's like you forget that this man is such a great actor. Reminded me of when John Voight was in that stupid snake movie.
Anaconda?
Yes, it was that ridiculous.
If it wasn't for Danny McBride, Alien Covenant would have totally sucked.
Bullshit.
Everything about that movie sucked except him.
I like the alien mythos. All right, worst best TV show of 2017? The nominees are...
Number one.
The Walking Dead.
Sorry, Lisa.
The Leftovers.
I loved that.
That wasn't bad,
I loved
though.
It. I
Fargo.
It was good.
Legion.
Awesome.
And Star Trek Discovery.
I haven't seen any of it.
I watched the first two.
You said it was terrible.
And the last category for the first annual Radio Labyrinth Trolley Awards, the biggest fucking asshole of 2017. And the nominees are President Trump.
Oh.
Harvey Weinstein. Kevin Spacey. Stephen Paddock. Everybody know who that is?
I don't even know who
Las
is.
Vegas shooter.
Oh.
And Kathy Griffin.
So really, Kathy Griffin?
Gonna have to think about that one. Yeah, she's an asshole.
In that category,
sometimes
of
a dark horse gets nominated.
In Stephen Paddock, she's in Stephen Paddock.
Well, Trump and Paddock
good
are together.
God,
it's not up to me. It's up to the audience. So Jeff, you wanted to give a couple of plugs out to some of our friends. What were you saying? You said Cineprov. We've had Larry Johnson from Cineprov on a couple times. They're doing they're riffing on Flesh Gordon, which is a porn movie or just a sex movie?
Well, it's like a sexploitation movie.
All right. That's Friday the 19th of
January.
Right,
we should go.
And then afterward, they're doing Rocky Horror.
Right, you get in.
Are they going to riff that or is that just...
No, that's the Lips Down on Dixie, the normal Rocky Horror show that's at that theater.
Okay.
That's because they're doing it on a Friday night. They're giving you, if you pay for a ticket for Flesh Gordon, you can go to Rocky Horror for free afterward.
All right, and that's where? At the...
what's the name
Plaza
of that
Theater.
Theater. Yeah, the Plaza
on
Theater.
On Ponce de Leon, right?
I've never been to one of those.
Rocky Horror?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't either. Well, I have. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let's go.
I'll see. I have
the 19th.
To ask.
Are you going to dress up like Frankenfurter?
No, I'm not
going
to dress up, but it's fun to watch.
It is. It is fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Flesh Gordon in its entirety. I've seen clips and stuff, but I'd like
Jeff
to see.
Usually came and then shut it off.
Yeah, as soon as I finished, I shut it off.
I thought Flesh Gordon was the name of his fleshlight.
Yeah. Gordon. Flesh Gordon
Flesh
Jump.
Flesh Gordon Jump. Ever since that Different Strokes episode, man.
Hey, come on down to the bike shop.
You molest yourself with
I do.
Flesh
I,
Gordon
I
Jump.
Put on my Dudley mask and just go to town on myself.
Dudley. What's the matter, Dudley? So what is everybody watching?
We're on the Laughable app, too, if you want to mention that.
The Laughable app. The Laughable app was if you put in a comedian's name, and we've had some comedians on, so.
Oh, the Laughable app. I've never heard of this app.
Tell her about the Laughable app.
It's an app that you can download for your phone, and if you like certain comedians, like you can just type in, like put in Doug Stanhope, and it'll bring up all the podcasts that he's been on.
I'll put that app on for sure. That's
we're
cool.
on there now for Doug Stanhope and Ron White and some other comedians I've had. Michael Albanese. That's all I can think of off the top
what
of my head.
What about Craig?
Yeah, Gass. Craig Gass. We're on there for him.
Oh, that's cool. He was funny when he did the Shatcast, mm-hmm. when he did that song, or mm-hmm. he did the whole thing, the reading or whatever. That was great.
Speaking of Shatcast, what were you going to say about the Shatcast?
Oh, no.
Our good buddy Jenners produces that. So.
Yeah. No, I've been trying to, I was hitting Jenners up trying to see if I couldn't get him to get Shaq to come out and do something for me.
For the doggies?
Yeah.
For the dogs?
Yeah, he said he's going to give him a shot. He says, I think the big man might be into it. So.
Oh, yeah?
We'll see.
That's
you
cool.
Never know,
what
know?
Do you want him to do for the doggies?
Well, you know, we're having a...
For the doggos, that's
well,
what
it's,
they say now.
You know, it's like right after Christmas time. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's all slowed down. All the rescues are dried up. And then, you know, all the people that got dogs. And then they were like, oh, I don't want this. This is a fucking lot of work. And then they bring them right back.
Oh.
And so we're just kind of slap full right now. And they're not going anywhere. And blah, blah, blah. So I was... And Shaq has such ties to Gwinnett County. He's... got a house out there or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but he's always out there.
Right.
There's a picture of him in damn every business and around there. So I just asked him if maybe he might want to maybe come out, maybe do like an appearance there. Maybe
that's cool.
You know, and he said he'd check into it.
Well, let us know if that happens and we'll support it and promote it.
That would be so
possible.
Awesome. That would be so awesome.
And Jenner's contributed a couple things to ADO Labyrinth, which is coming up in a little bit.
Jenner's is awesome. I wish you guys should have him on here, you know, to talk TV with you guys.
Have we ever had him on as a guest?
Yeah.
When we were
still back in the old studio.
Yeah.
You need to get him on here and talk some TV with you now. He's a big TV nerd. He watches all the good shows, too.
He
watched Mindhunter. He watched Ozark.
All right, let's get him in, Jeff.
Yeah.
You're the producer.
All right.
He's the producer.
There you go.
He does all the good stuff.
I've been working on trying to get Eddie Pepitone since he's in town.
What is he saying? Nah.
Nah, they're filming. He said they were there till midnight last night. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw them all made up. It was Henry and the girl, and they were in the director's chairs.
Phil Hendry was here last week.
Yeah, Tim got invited to go see him, but he couldn't go.
I had to work. I committed a faux pas as well. I saw a casting listing, and I emailed Dave, and I said, hey, do you mind if I come over and try to do this? And I never heard back from him.
Oh, you.
I always feel dumb when I do that, because I never ask.
You got a plate.
Huh?
You're in the plate set.
Oh, I know, and I'm sure that I read into it too much.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I read into everything too much.
Reads like into a very it too busy much. Person, and he just
that's what it'll say on my tombstone. He read into things. But then Phil talked about coming to do it on his podcast. Phil Hendry,
did he?
Yeah, and of course it was him and Margaret Gray and all of his wonderful characters, General Galen Shaw, and they're all making fun of him. What is that show? I can't even begin to replicate that. I mean, I could do a bunch of different voices talking to each other, but not like that. That is just, it's amazing. Have you ever listened?
No, I always hear you guys talk about it.
His podcast is interesting. It's him, and then there's, you know, he's Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
And it's similar to the format of his old radio show, which is, you know, somebody would call in, like a guest, like Bobby Dooley is a character he's done for years. Bobby and Steve Dooley. She's the president of the Homeowners Association in some ritzy neighborhood, and she's a real idiot, and her husband's a drunken loser, and he does both. And the way he does it is he's holding a telephone, and he's talking into the mic, and then he backs up and talks into the phone, and then he does this and this and this. And then, you know, he's got all these different characters, and you should watch him do it. Some of it's on YouTube, and he does all the different voices, and he'll position himself around the mic and talk like this, and then he'll be over here, and he'll be over here. And it's just, if you're into anything like that, if you love hearing good, funny audio, especially people being made up by one guy, check it out. Phil Hendry podcast.
Now you guys talk about, he's like a legend to you guys, I know.
To me, for sure. You love him, don't you, Jeff?
Yeah, I like him.
The first time I ever heard him, I was driving home from someplace. I believe Jeff and I lived in Sandy Springs. And I was listening to this radio show, and I believe it was Bobby Dooley, and she was talking about how it's okay for mothers to teach their sons how to kiss. And then, you know, the way his bits always worked is there was an onion and he kept peeling the onion to get to more and more and more ridiculous things. And the premise was that people don't know that he's doing both the voices unless you're a listener. And so to trigger people to call in and yell, and then you make fun of the callers. That was the whole bit.
Mm.
And I believed it at first because I didn't know. And then I was like, oh, this sounds like the same guy. And I think Jeff told me. What's didn't
that?
You?
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
Then you grow up to trick so many other people.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I didn't do both voices. So check that out. Are you guys watching The X-Files?
I watched the first one. I haven't watched the second one
yet. Was it good?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get too excited for it. I loved it when it was on. I just
years ago.
Yeah, and
me
I like
too.
I actually liked the second movie too that nobody liked. But it was I'm just
The
not,
Smoker Man was in it.
Was he?
Yep.
The new one?
Yep. The first one of the new series.
He's still alive?
Yep.
Is he still smoking through that hole in his throat?
I don't know. Was he smoking? Yeah, he was smoking still.
Yeah, he smokes through the hole in his throat, which is what I'm going to be doing.
And you know the sexy stoma.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love that? I you know the thing about Duchovny is the Californication kind of ruined X-Files for me now. Like I can't go back and watch him as mm-hmm. Mulder now.
Well, you know the X-Files
or
ruined
Fox
the
or
Red
whatever.
Shoe Diaries for me. Hey, this guy was fucking everybody under the sun, and now
his 2-minute monologue at the beginning of
yes.
each episode.
Well, the first movie, the pilot movie, that show ran for what, 2-3 years?
Yeah,
it was just like Showtime's excuse to have original programming with nudity and
it was
fucking.
The lamest softcore.
Yeah,
so lame.
Showtime was good for that though back then.
The lame
Cinemax as well. That's how it got its name, Skinemax.
Yeah, you're like, oh, let me watch this for
Did we talk about this last week? Have both of you watched Counterpart yet?
I loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I watched the first
yes,
one.
Yes, I was the one who rode you guys like an old horse. I was like, watch this Counterpart.
It is so good. When does it start?
21st, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys put some other stuff on here. Travelers, I didn't like the first season at all. So
you didn't?
No.
I'm into it now.
I thought
I'm
it was too networky.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. It's got network sensibility. It's like a Fox or a sci-fi quality
what does that mean,
show.
Though? Is that they wrap things
like,
up?
compared to Dark.
Well, I didn't like Dark.
Yeah, well, I can't get into Dark because it's got that German production values and sensibilities, and it's not like, I don't know, like professional looking.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't even like looking at it.
I have not watched any of Travelers. But I've been hearing good things.
I like the premise a lot, but
then
the after the pilot, it got real like, oh, this could be on ABC.
Well, you know,
that's what I like about it.
Then I'm done.
There's nudity and they say fuck and stuff, but.
That's not what I mean, though. I mean the pacing. I'll try it again.
It is like a network show, but I think that's what is part of the quality of it.
I watched the first episode of Dark with the subtitles, which to me you gotta watch. I can't do dubs.
I didn't like the dubs.
I did not watch it with the subtitles. I don't want to read.
Oh God, Jeff. My God.
If I wanted to read, I'd get a fucking book.
I do. You know, this kills me. I mean, some of my favorite horror movies are Swedish horror movies, and they are in with subtitles.
Let her in. Let the right one in.
Absolutely. I mean,
great movie. Yeah, Trolls.
Very
Dead Snow.
Yes, thank you. Exactly. I mean, and it's like you have to have the subtitles. Like, I need that. I want to see the acting.
I don't want any shitball country. Shit old countries. They don't make good movies in Somalia.
You get the dubbing on a Narcos, too?
The concept on Dark is cool, and I'm into the idea of it and everything. And
but back to Travelers. What's the concept of Travelers? You tell the audience.
There's like a dystopian future where there's only a few humans left on Earth, but they figured out a way to send like a person's personality back into the past, into someone who is just about to die.
Uh-huh.
So if like someone's about to commit suicide, bam, they send a person back into them. And the person, like, they scream and freak out, and then they're a totally different person.
So what happens to the person that was going to
die? They died.
Okay.
But then the guy would be like, oh, I'm not going to commit suicide now because I'm a totally, you know.
Right.
I've got a mission from the future, and they're coming back to, like, prevent this apocalypse from happening.
And are there people trying to stop them?
Not really, but there's tons of travelers all over the place, and they're all doing different missions.
Okay.
So some of them seem like maybe they're working against them, or they've been there so long that they aren't aren't getting any missions from the future anymore, so they just like gone into business for themselves.
Okay.
Using what they know to like for their own benefit and stuff.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about High Maintenance? I don't know what that show is.
That's that show where the dude is the pot delivery guy. It's on HBO. It's really good. You should watch it.
All right. You watch it?
I watched a few episodes of it last year.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Some of them I liked. Some of them I didn't. It just it was kind of up
but
and down
the guy
for
is
me.
Really cool and funny and compelling, the main guy.
Yeah, the main guy. He's a good actor.
Portlandia's final season starts in a week.
Yep.
I've been done with that for a couple seasons.
No, it's the final season. You got to watch it.
I'll watch the final season. I'll watch the final season. It's still good to put on every once in a while. And Crashing returns this weekend on HBO.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Trailer looks really good.
Yes, it does. I just saw him on, he was on Desus and Mero last week. And he's so silly. God, he's so funny.
He reminds me of John Ritter. Am I the only one?
No, of course not. He absolutely.
Yeah, he's got a little Ritter in.
Yeah, he's very
like
Ritter-esque.
Jason Ritter level, but.
Yeah.
I think he's more than Jason yeah. Ritter, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, okay. Yeah. He totally, yeah.
Especially when he smiles.
Yeah, and it's just his affectations and just, you know, he completely embodies that awkwardness that yeah. Ritter had.
I miss John Ritter.
I do too, man. Damn it. He was the shit.
Right.
Watch Kevin Probably Save the World.
Why? I tried to watch that. That's another one that's too networky.
It's filmed up there by you, too.
Here's another show looking forward to, Roseanne.
When's that coming back? I keep seeing commercials and stuff for it.
It's coming back very, very soon. I'm looking at an article. The thing that I find intriguing about the show is that she and Dan are going to be Trump supporters.
She is. I don't know if he is.
Well, yeah, that's the premise.
I thought she was and he wasn't.
I don't know if he isn't. I think they both are.
Yeah.
And then they have a grandson who is non-binary.
Okay.
Oh, wow, really?
Uh-huh.
Is that going to be Darlene's or DJ's kid?
No, I think that it's, it might be Darlene's kid. I don't know. I didn't read into it that much. But Roseanne.
They were funny on the Golden Globes.
They were?
Yeah, they presented.
Who did they present?
I forget which award they presented, but they you know, their banter was funny.
Yeah.
Like, I cause a lot of drama.
I loved her on last Comic Standing. She was great. It's one of the judges. Yeah. Her and Norm, they had really good chemistry. I wish they'd do a show together.
Yeah, Norm's writing for
Roseanne.
Yeah,
Norm's writing. He used to write for the original show.
Oh, right. I mean, I guess I meant I wished I would, you know, like them on camera. Yeah. I'd like to see them do something on camera together.
You think they will?
I think Norm will probably show up in Roseanne.
That would be good.
Is Laurie Metcalf on it or no?
I don't know. I hope so.
She's getting a lot of accolades these days. Anyway, so Roseanne's coming back. I can't wait for that. All right. Now, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about now?
Jeff had a good, were we doing the ADO?
Oh, yeah, ADO Labyrinth.
I was excited about this.
Yeah, so our favorite television commercials from the 1980s, that's the decade that was 3 decades ago.
Tim just stole two of mine, too.
He did. He totally gaffled your picks.
Well, I am sorry. Those are two of my favorite commercials.
But they are two of my favorite commercials.
Well, we share. Maybe we have the same reason for liking both of them.
Well, you were probably together when you watched them, right?
Not the Anjali commercial. That was usually on at night.
Oh, that's what I figured.
Had to go to the bathroom.
I figured you were doing, what is that, Wet the Biscuit together or something.
No.
Whatever the hell that game was.
Ookie Cookie.
Yeah.
Come on, Steph. It's called Ookie fucking Cookie. Here's my first one. You can't really tell who's
that. Chocolate is scrunchies when it crunches.
Now this commercial is a little girl who's a big fan of Pete Rose. So the commercial is just him, but he doesn't say anything in it. Scrumptious when it crunches. And he just hit a home run. Nestle Crunch. Now that's weird because he wasn't a home run hitter, but I loved Pete Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Still like Pete
Rose. I bet you did.
Huh?
I bet you did like Pete Rose.
Yeah, I did like Pete Rose. Fuck you.
I a P-Rose. Who didn't?
And I didn't put mine in order, but here's another one I like.
That's right, Crazy Eddie's going Sony crazy with the absolute lowest prices on anything and everything in home entertainment from Sony. Sony Trinitron color TVs, Sony portable radios and TVs, Sony stereo systems, Sony clock radios, Sony Walkmans. Shop around, get the best prices you can find on Sony, then go to Crazy Eddie and he'll beat them. Crazy Eddie's gone Sony crazy. Now's the time to get the Sony product you always wanted. Crazy Eddie, his Sony prices are insane.
Yeah, if you grew up with a New York television affiliate, you saw these Crazy Eddie commercials and they were on constantly. And he wasn't even Crazy Eddie.
No, he was just the spokesman.
Yeah, Crazy Eddie.
There was
Eddie.
Some kind of big scandal with Crazy
embezzlement.
Eddie. Like, yeah,
he took all the money with him to Israel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Shop around, get the best prices you can find, then come to Crazy Eddie and we'll beat him. Now, tell me that you do not remember this commercial.
Okay, Eunice Travel Plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday.
Got it.
So yeah. You want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet I'm good to figures and I have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir, absolutely, without hesitation.
Congratulations, welcome aboard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim, Bill, Bob, call Fred, Low, Dork, 8 and 10. Business is business, and as we all know, in order to get something done, you got to do something. In order to do something, we got to get to work, so let's get to work. Thank you for taking me. Petey did a bang-up job on putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I know it's perfect, Peter. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect. Peter, may I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
Pete.
There's a Mr. Schnittler here to see you.
Tell him to wait 15 seconds.
Can you wait 15 seconds?
I'll wait 15 seconds.
Congratulations on your deal in Denver, Dave. I'm putting you down to deal with Dallas. Don, is it a deal? Do we have a deal? It's a deal. I got to go. I got a call coming in. Hi, Doc. Just dealt with Don.
In this fast-moving, high-pressure, get-it-done-yesterday world, aren't you glad there's one company that can keep up with it all?
You got a deal. Good. I'm putting you down to
you
deal
know
with
which
Dick.
Company
Dick,
that is?
Deal. Are we dealing? We're dealing. Dave, it's a deal with Don, Dork, and Dick. Dork, it's a deal with Dave, Dick, and Dave. Don, it's a Dork with Dick, Dave, and Dan. Gotta go, Dave. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dick. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dan. Disconnecting.
Federal Express. When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
Federal Express. They used to be called that. Now they're just FedEx.
That was the Marco Machine guy, right?
Yeah, he did. Same guy did a bunch of commercials.
But yeah, that was one of my favorites as well. Here's the one. One of the two that I stole from Jeff. So this is one of Jeff's as well. Are you mad still?
No.
Because I'm a woman. I can bring on the bacon. Fry it up in the pan. And never let you forget your romance.
Why, are you going to rub the bacon on?
8-hour perfume for that 24-hour woman.
I can work till 5 o'clock. Come home and read your tickety-tock.
What's tickety-tock?
I'm going to cook for the kids.
And if it's loving you, well, I can kiss you and give you the shivering fit.
Anjolie, the 8-hour perfume for your 24-hour woman.
Why did you guys love that commercial so much?
Because this lady was sexy.
Lady was really pretty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's very suggestive. Like I can read you TikTok, and then I'll take you to bed and give you a hand job.
Oh, I wasn't about that she was going to fry some bacon for you?
But I don't know.
I like bacon.
That's what I was thinking.
The 8-hour.
It's all about the bacon.
The 8-hour perfume for the 24-hour woman. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's because when you put Anjolie on, you could smell it for, you know.
For a month.
Oh, my God. Jesus. If it didn't
burn
your skin off.
I don't even know what it smells like.
I don't know if I've ever smelled it.
It was rancid. It was like
you know what I hate?
Rat
Liz
poison
Taylor.
On.
White Diamonds by Liz Taylor.
Oh, God. White Diamonds. Or Taboo.
Ugh. White Diamonds, though, just rips your nostrils out.
It was awful. Any of those old lady perfumes.
Those were
horrendous.
All right. Here's the other one. Now, you might know this one, but I don't know.
I'm a Corvus, the rescue person from out of space. My real name is Cookie Puss, but my friends call me CP. I'm a Corvel ice cream
Cookie Puss.
And I made fresh daily.
That was a Beastie Boys
Corvel
album.
It's because it's named after this.
Cookie Puss.
When you need to
participate in Corvel ice cream stores, please visit them. Or if you call this toll-free number, you can send Cookie Puss to a friend.
You are you New York tri-state peoples.
What was it that Patton Oswalt? Hi, my name is Cookie Puss. Patton Oswalt did a whole bit about Cookie Puss, the Carvel guy. Hi, this is Tom Carvel for Carvel Ice Cream Cakes. There was Cookie Puss, Cookie Opus for St. Patrick's Day, Fudgy the Whale, which was.
But it was all the same. The
mold.
Same mold. They just turned it upside down and made it into Fudgy the Whale.
Fudgy the Whale I've heard of several times, but I've never heard of Cookie Puss.
What was the one Criplio? He's like, he bringing you holiday greetings as he drags himself across the forest floor. That's the Patton Oswalt. You guys talk for a second. I'm going to find that.
Oh, you want Jeff to go on with his then?
Oh, yeah. Why did you like, have you ever had a Carvel cake?
No.
Never in your life?
There's
a Carvel and Tucker, by the way.
They had one at a work party that I had years and years ago, but it was like rock hard, and you couldn't even cut it. They couldn't cut it, So I didn't. Eventually, they cut it when it toughened up, but I didn't have any then.
No.
I remember Andy on Office, on The Office. Remember he went on and on about getting that damn fudgy the whale cake? That was really the first time I'd heard of it.
Well, it's on YouTube, but there's way too much, and I don't have time to find it. But I'll see if I can find it and insert it into the show. So that's mine. Pete Rose doing the Nestle Crunch, random Crazy Eddie commercials, FedEx with John Moshita, the fast-talking guy.
I wonder what happened to him. Is he dead?
No, he's not. He's still alive. I saw him on Jeopardy recently.
Wow.
Maybe he's got to be, ago. What, 90?
Yeah. He's old. Anjali. Cookie Puss. Now, Jeff had a couple more that you'll all remember. I was doing these this afternoon, and my wife's like, oh, my God. How do you remember all those? Because I was singing along with them.
A Noid hates hot quality pizza.
Nobody likes the Noid.
Yeah, why do you like
it? He loves to make your hot pizza ice cold. Call Domino's Pizza and avoid the Noid. We keep the cold out and all this quality in. So when you want quality pizza, hot and delicious, Domino's Pizza delivers. One call does it all.
Ooh, one call, that's all.
Mm-hmm. That's back when Domino's was good, though.
All those pizzas were good in the 80s. They hadn't manufactured the art of creating garbage.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, and I got to give it up to you, Jeff. Yeah, I naysayed you on that Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest.
Like, Extra Most Bestest is awesome.
It's ridiculous. It may be my undoing. It may put me into a grave.
What are you talking about?
They need to make one of those
the Little Caesars,
those square pizzas into Extra Most Best.
Oh, like back in the day where they give you the double? Remember they give you the double on the thing? But the Extra Most Bestest. You know they always have the hot and ready pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Extra Most Bestest is like a dollar more, but it's also always hot and ready.
Right.
Has more cheese and more pepperoni on it.
I love Little Caesars.
Well, this one really tastes like pizza really from good. When we were kids. Yeah. You know, it's just like your standard classic, no frills.
Tons of pepperoni.
Tons of pepperoni. Good cheese. Crust is great.
Good.
Greasy as hell. And like $6. And really? It's always ready. You just fucking roll through there and grab one.
Give me some, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Time to make the donut. The donut.
It isn't easy owning a Dunkin' Donut.
Time to make the donut.
Because unlike most supermarkets, we make our donuts fresh day and night.
But the guys who make supermarket donuts are still in bed. Plain donuts aren't enough. Five kinds.
Of course, when you make donuts this good, there is one reward. They taste so great.
Good morning, folks.
People buy an awful lot of them.
Time to make the
I
donut.
Love that. You know, when I was a kid, my uncle, he had like 27 wives. So he would get divorced every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And then on his one wife, they had a donut shop. And my grandparents would help him for a while. And they had one of those conversion vans, one of those really cool ones that had the couch in the back. So we would go with them to the donut shop at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And they would go in there and they'd be making the damn donuts until he cheated on her like a year later and they got divorced.
And then he had to get another wife.
Right. But that was like one of the greatest times of my young fat life was when we would go to that damn donut shop and I'd get to sleep in the back of that van and get a fresh donut. It was great.
What were they, fried or baked?
They were fried. They were fried. Yep.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best donut.
It was killer.
But Dunkin' Donuts is another food, another chain that there didn't used to be 8 million of them. And it was a treat to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, what did we have when I was a kid? Mr. Donut. And they had a commercial.
It was before all those people from those shithole countries came here.
All these shitholes.
Took them over.
Get yourself some munchkins. They're shitholes.
Shitholes.
Dunkin' Donuts used to be great, though, but we had a place called Mr. Donut, which got bought by Dunkin' Donuts, and they converted it to that. But Mr. Donut was the shit. They had donuts on a stick. When I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
And they had that really delicious, cakey, candy-esque frosting. It might have been marzipan. And they were so good. And they were moist inside. Mr. Really Donut. Good.
Remember those vanilla eclairs?
Yeah. Or what about the bear claws?
The bear claws?
Yeah.
The Delaware donut? Remember that?
No, what was the Delaware donut?
It was like the savory donut.
Yeah.
It's like cheese and meat inside a hot donut.
That's what you got when you were drunk at 11 o'clock at night or midnight.
Oh, that sounds so good.
The Delaware donut, that's what it was. And then Dunkin' Donuts came in and Ruined everything.
But
their food, again, in the 80s up until about the mid-90s was pretty decent.
Atlanta has a really great boutique donut scene, though.
Oh, yeah.
They really do.
You got Revolution. You've got...
Dutch Monkey. You got Sublime.
I haven't had Dutch Monkey.
Alton Brown likes one place up in Marietta called Dough in the Box.
I've been there.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Heard that's good. One of my favorite places is in Lawrenceville. Not a lot of people know about this, that Donut Worry. Love that place.
Donut Worry.
Donut Worry, they're awesome. And
do they have like a big pink facade outside?
Yes.
All right, I've been there too.
Oh, they rule. Yeah, and they do all those cereal donuts.
Yep.
The Cocoa Krispies and all those ones. Oh, man, they're so good.
Yeah, and Dunkin' Donuts is just kind of like, yeah, give me the coconut donut, where nowadays they only put it on half of the donut.
Yeah.
Or the peanut donut, and they only put it on half of the donut.
Oh, yeah. On the top, you mean?
Yeah, but they used to coat the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Packed with them.
Or if you get, like, the powdered one where it's filled with chocolate, and there's just, like, a pit of chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, they just spit chocolate in it, and that's it.
Yep. Dribbler.
Yeah.
There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
I got one.
I got Mr. Microphone and I love it.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family.
How is it practical?
Only 1788.
I forgot you could do it over the car
microphone.
Radio, though.
My
I forgot
two
about
or three,
that
they really make great Christmas gifts.
At Wilco, Walgreens, Gamble's, Hosco, Pameda, Promart, Davis, OK, and City Markets.
City Markets. I had one. Did you have one?
Mr. Microphone,
no,
sure.
One.
Of course.
You never had one?
No.
How'd you not have one and I did?
I don't know.
You just coveted the commercial?
Yeah.
They had a Mickey Mouse one, too. Hey, Mickey, come over for a pie.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Microphone. Yeah, I couldn't find that Simpsons clip. I do remember Homer.
Good looking. We'll be back for some dinner later.
No, but Homer, the guy says, act now, supplies are limited. And he calls you, limited? Do you have any more microphones? The guy turns around, there's a million of them. Yeah, we had a couple. All right, so.
That's from the Bart and the Well episode. That's like the best episode of The Simpsons ever.
Yeah, that is a great one. Schmarge is a good digger. Sting.
Not what one of my fans needs.
He's falling down the well. All right, now we get to Stiff's.
Mine are very jingle heavy. I was
I know, but
very,
that's why I love.
I was very sing-songy.
And there's a bunch of them, so let's start off with this one that you'll all remember. This one.
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They got a million toys and Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best for so much less. You really flip and lift.
From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
I don't want to grow up, cause baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
More games, more toys.
Oh boy, I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Chapter 11.
I used to get, oh, yeah, I know. It's so sad.
Why would you? And everything's on Amazon, making Jeff Bezos richer and richer and richer.
Yes, I know. It's sad.
I used to walk around Toys R Us when I was in my 30s and whistle that song. I still haven't grown up.
Everything changes, though. You know, that cake I sent you, the Reese's cake from Meijer, the 24-hour. Well, when I was a kid, you know, Meijer, it begat Walmart. It was before that. It was the greatest 24-hour superstore up north or whatever. When I was a kid, they had a play place, and it was like these big dinosaurs and shit, and your parents would just drop you off, and they'd go shop, and they'd leave you, and we'd climb on
and
these
the
dinosaurs.
And the molesters would come
and
shop.
Adam. And then Adam. And then Adam got his head chopped off, and they took it all down.
Damn it.
But anyway.
Yeah, times were different. I think that's all psyop to make you stop letting your kids run around.
Do you think the CIA cut Adam's head off?
No. Anyway.
When I bite into a York peppermint patty, I get the sensation of cold, crisp mountain air against my face as I race towards liftoff in the whole world championship ski jump.
York peppermint patty. Get the sensation of York's dark, rich chocolate covering a cool, crisp mint center.
And the crowd roars as he executes a faultless landing.
Lovely, Arthur.
You win a silver.
Get the York sensation.
Now, was that one of those commercials where he bit into it and he was in a different place?
It would, like, be wintry, right?
Yeah.
I loved it just because I would always try to do that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would on the ski slope. You know how he would do that? He would lean forward without falling over.
Right.
But I don't know. I thought that commercial was so funny.
I love the commercials. They always made me want to try one. And then I'd eat one, take a bite, and I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, one and done. Ugh.
And then at Christmas time, there would be a bowl of chocolate candy. There'd be the Crackle, the mini Hershey's. And somebody would throw the York peppermint patties in there, and then all the fucking candy tasted like York peppermint patty.
It
fucking ruined it.
It would sully everything.
Mint. Blech. Although I like mint. Let's see. What else you got here? I'm saving the jingle.
Big man at your my house. I'll bring my guys. You ask yours. I've got Junkyard Dog.
It's World Wrestling Federation Superstars.
I've got
that's Vince.
Beefcake. Here's Tori the Animal Steel. I've got Great Hammer Valentine. Ricky the Dragon Steel. Yeah,
they're so real.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Can you tell the difference? Yeah. Wrestling Superstars, they're for real. Each sold separately from LJN.
Yeah.
You know, there were so many iterations of that commercial.
Yes.
It was Hulk Hogan. I mean, they had like all of the stars.
Those things are valuable.
I know. I didn't own any of them. It was this kid down the street. He was a only child and he had every toy in the world.
My brother Jason had a bunch. I know he had King Kong Bundy and a bunch of the other ones. My thing is, and I watched that commercial, how many of those wrestlers are still alive?
Yeah, very few.
It's sad.
I know, especially Roddy Piper, man.
Yeah.
I don't care about Greg.
He's one of my favorite. Yeah, really. Who cares?
Pardon me. Would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
He drives off like a prick.
Grey Poupon, one of life's finer pleasures.
Here's another example of the advertisement making you want to try the product, and then you try the product.
Ah, I like Grey Poupon. No, it's good.
Not me. I'm a mustard guy. I only like French's yellow.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I like Grey Poupon. I like your fancier mustards.
I'm with
Goldens.
Jeff.
I like your Dijon mustards, your Irish mustards.
I like a nice yellow on a dog, but I like a sassier mustard on an Italian sandwich or something, yes.
All right, you get yourself one of those nice, hot, really well-made, salty pretzels, those soft pretzels.
Mm. Those are good with yellow mustard.
They are good with yellow mustard, but they are also good with a spicy Dijon or something.
When I make my garbage really plates, though, those have... brown mustard, like a Grey Poupon or some kind on it.
Yeah.
I would rather have the yellow on that.
Yeah, Grey Poupon, I read an article like last year. There was they were talking about how many rappers have had Grey Poupon in their lyrics since the 80s.
Because of that song?
Because
of that commercial.
Because of the commercial.
Because
it signifies wealth and whatnot. But
if you got extra 50 cents, you can get Grey Poupon.
It's Dijon ketchup.
Yeah, man. I like Palana, all fruit. That's why I put on my toast.
Can you please pass the jelly?
Yo, pass that jelly. Yo, shit, bitch.
Pass that jelly. Hey, pass
that
jelly.
Okay, everybody, come outside.
Sing it.
Everybody ready for a wild, wet ride?
Slip and slide.
You can put it on your lawn, turn the water on, then you run, 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 and you're sliding on your top. Slip and slide.
You live at Tim's house. His yard is full of crabgrass, and it goes through the slip and slide.
Slide comes with plastic slide and fasteners from Whammo.
Whammo!
Yeah, and it should come with a first aid kit for the rocks that slice your stomach open.
Rocks, crabgrass.
We had a slip and slide at my house on East Main Street, but the yard was just so flat that you couldn't.
You couldn't even get a good slide going.
Even if you had it all wet and everything, you'd slide for like a foot.
Somebody launch you on it.
It was fun, but Jeff's right. You had to have somebody who had a good yard.
Yeah. They had a little bit of a pitch
some kind of
to
incline,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we reach the portion of the show we talk about gum.
Get your ski shined up.
Grab a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is gonna move ya.
Grab a stick.
Pull it out. The steak's gonna move you when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy fruit is gonna move ya. Juice so soft, it gets right to ya. Juicy fruit, the taste is gonna move ya.
The commercial's longer than the flavor of the juicy fruit.
Oh, shit.
If you started chewing the Juicy Fruit at the beginning of the commercial, you'd be done with it before the commercial ended.
Juicy Fruit lasts longer than Fruit Stripe.
That just makes you mad.
I know, because it's so good that first.
Yeah. But they give you like 64 slices, so you, as soon as one's gone, you just spit it out.
I would put 10 of them in at once.
That was the song I started singing. I hadn't heard that commercial in years. I started singing along with it. Yeah. And Caitlin was like, how do you remember the words?
Man, that was one of those, though. You know, and it would be in your head.
Oh, it's still in your head.
Oh, my God.
You just dug it out or opened the door where it was locked up away. Here's
the
another
person
one.
Who wrote
seeing
that jingle.
Juicy Fruit, there's like square gum of Juicy Fruit now. Yeah. I keep wanting to try it, but I haven't.
It's delicious. I get it all the time.
Juicy Fruit's still good. Mm-hmm. So is Double Mint.
Mm-hmm.
No little cinnamon gum freshens breath longer than Big Red.
Just a little longer. Dance a little longer. Longer with Big Red. That Big Red freshness lasts right through it. Your fresh breath goes on and on while you chew and say goodbye a little longer.
Fuck her ass a little longer. Come on her face a little longer. That's what I used to hear.
Oh, God.
What are some of your favorite commercials, all you radios out there? Go ahead and let us know on Twitter.
Jenner sent us a couple.
Yeah, he did. Jenner's, because I told Jenner's we were doing this, and I said, asked him if he had a couple, and he threw a couple at us.
What were they? There's two of them. One was the Pops.
Yeah.
The how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll Pop? And then the other one was what?
California Raisins.
Let me see if I can find that. Talk it up a little.
They're
he's got
on there.
The links on
I've
there.
Got them on there. I put them on there.
I see. All right, Edith, calm down.
That Tootsie Roll commercial is from the 70s, though, but it ran all through the 80s.
It ran through the 90s.
All of the races are different.
No, they're not. Is that show with Will Smith? Movie with
Bright?
Will Smith? Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
So you say.
Watch that.
I'm going to pass.
No, it's good.
All right.
I enjoyed it. They're making another one.
Here we go. These were racist as fuck. I had a California Raisin shirt that I wore all the time with my jams.
God, man. And now, as we know from Straight Outta Compton, if it weren't for them, there would be no NWA, probably.
Probably not. I did dig the claymation. I liked anything claymation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how huge were they? I mean, there was freaking raisins everywhere.
Mr. Cow.
Yes?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know. I always end up biting. Ask Mr. Fox, for he's much cleverer.
That commercial ran
than
in
I.
the 60s, too.
Mr. Did Fox. It?
Yeah, I'm looking at black and white version.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
The Fox kills me.
Why don't you ask Mr. Turtle, for he's been around a lot longer than I. Me? I bite.
Mr. Turtle.
That reminds me of you.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
He never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl, for he is the wisest of us all.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three. Three.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's a smart owl.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Boy, that guy did all the voiceovers.
The world may
never
know.
The announcer guy?
Oh, that one guy? That was Winnie the Pooh, wasn't it?
No, but the guy at the end.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Wally Cox did Winnie the Pooh, didn't he?
Who was that guy doing the owl?
It sounded like Wally Cox, yeah. I don't know. Don't know for sure.
We don't know nothing.
You know what I would do when I got to the Tootsie Roll part of the Tootsie Pop?
What?
Throw it away.
What?
I hate Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, really?
Still
I like Tootsie Rolls.
I do, too.
I never understood. It's like, what is this? Is this chocolate, or is it fudge, or is it just weird?
You roll it up into a ball, pop it in your mouth.
Mm. That's what you do with your boogers.
That was good stuff, though.
You squeeze it down into a little square, and then you roll it in your hand until it's a ball, and then you put it in your mouth.
Whatever. Yuck. Haiti and Africa, shithole countries. Eating their shithole chocolate candy. I don't like it. It's terrible. Shithole. Shithole. Why can't we get people from Norway? You know, white people. We need more white people. We don't have enough white people in America. We really don't. We're going extinct. We need more white people.
But wait, what? But he made Martin Luther King's national thing
Well, he did.
A thing.
He did. I'll give him that.
Which equals not racist.
I don't think he's racist. I just think he doesn't like anybody who isn't white. Which doesn't make you racist. I don't. No, I really don't believe that at all. I don't. I really don't believe he's racist. I just think he's.
Okay.
He's just looking around, going, "Hey, okay. The country used to be white. What happened?
Okay, down.
Not on my watch.
Alrighty.
All right, you guys ready to do some staff picks and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
All right, Steph, you start out. You always have like 20.
Okay. Well, it's been a while. I haven't been here.
All right.
Okay. Well,
so, Steph, you're still going to come and fill in every now and then if nobody shows up?
If nobody shows up, yeah. You call me. You tell me there's nobody. It's just use guys. You need somebody. You need a little backup. Mm-hmm. I will come in.
Because me and Tim can't do the podcast by ourselves. We just end up having sex the whole time.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Have we ever done it by ourselves?
I don't think so.
Why couldn't
I think
we
you
do
and
it by
me and
yourself?
You and me and Autumn did one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, if it's just, you know, you guys or, you know, or if Ira's being a punk ass.
Ira.
Beach.
Biatch. Autumn has to take care of her kids. What a loser.
You know, this is what happens to those.
Her husband
children.
Had a space emergency.
He did. He had to go to the moon. He had to tighten his Van Allen belt.
Well, hopefully he's going to build us a place to go to.
I hope so.
I'm all about that.
I'm down with that.
Well,
the shithole planet.
Yeah, the shithole planet.
Shithole planet. Why do all the aliens come from shithole planets?
I'm sure there's another universe with the Trump saying the same thing.
Yep.
But anyway, my first one, which we all loved, the OJ American Crime Story.
Loved it.
This one's going to be different, but the assassination of Gianni Versace, it premieres next Wednesday, January 17th. And I've been looking forward to it for a while. It's going to be different for the fact that they're going to be doing it backwards. It starts with, because we all know, with OJ, it's always been like, did he do it? Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't, blah, right. blah, blah. But we all know that Andrew Cunanan killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So it opens up with Cunanan killing Versace.
Okay.
And then we go backwards.
Okay.
So every episode is them chronologically going back to a time before that and a time before
is
that.
Is Maya Rudolph going to be playing Donatello Versace?
That would be funny, right?
She actually looked like
her. No, but it's, what's her face is going to be doing it.
Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, yeah. But she seems like she's going to be doing a really good job.
Yeah, I've seen that the trailers have made me want to watch it. When I first heard about it, I wasn't interested, but it looks good.
It seems like the way that they're doing it is going to make it really interesting. And they're focusing more on Cunanan than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And what a crazy little psychopath he was.
Right.
So I think it looks interesting. I read the earlier reviews on it, and they're giving it pretty good buzz.
Good.
That it's not going to be the same as OJ. Good. It's going to be different. So, but I'm looking forward to it. So that's next Wednesday, January 17th. And then my other pick is this week, the WTF podcast, Richard Jenkins. And you guys know him. He's such an amazing character actor who's been around forever, and he's been in everything that you can think of. Probably most notably, like, our audience would know him as the dad, Dale Dobek's dad in Step Brothers.
Okay.
You know, he's been in everything, though. But going all the way back to, he was in Silverado for like 5 seconds.
Is that a movie or a show?
Silverado, that old movie from 85.
Oh, Richard, yeah, okay.
He's the
Richard
dad Jenkins. On 6 Feet Under.
Six Feet Under, the ghost
of the dad.
And the FBI agent who took acid by accident in my favorite David O.
Exactly,
Russell movie.
Exactly, exactly.
Flirting with Disaster.
And he talks about that.
Does he?
Yes, he talks about Flirting with Disaster.
Who brings that up?
Mark Maron? Does.
Does he like that movie?
Oh, sure, of course.
Cabin in the Woods, he was in that.
Oh, I mean, and then Olive Kitteridge, which I love that miniseries mm-hmm. that he did a few years ago. And, you know, he's done several movies, and he talks about all the directors that he's worked with, the Coen brothers.
Kong Skull Island.
He talks about working with, you know, and he's most recently in that Shape of Water.
Okay.
And so he talks about working with Guillermo and all that other stuff. So it's a really good episode. I would highly suggest you check out this week. And just for him, I mean, to be what he, I mean, to have as many roles as he has, as you hear him talking about, you're like, holy shit, yeah, he was in that. But anyway.
I started listening to What the Fuck, and it's pretty good.
It is pretty good, right?
I told you it was good when it first started, like eight years ago.
Yeah.
It's, and you can, and I like going all over the board. I'll go back and listen to ones that I didn't hear 3 years ago. I mean, Mark, he's a really good interviewer.
He is.
And then my last, and I've been talking about this on Facebook or whatever, Brawl in Cell Block 99. You guys have got to watch this fucking movie. I love this movie. It is so over the top.
Vince Vaughn. Now, I've heard about this. He's like a real violent piece of shit.
So, no, he's not a piece of shit.
Or the film's violent.
Yes. It's one of those, like, you know how midnight movies, it's like one of those midnight movies.
Okay. Jennifer Carpenter's in it.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. But everything of it is like, you know, very, very exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
And over the top, and the violence is over the top. There's shit in this where I actually yelled out loud because it was so hardcore. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's badass.
And it's on Amazon Prime?
Yes. And it has a very unique premise as it goes on.
Okay.
But yeah, it's an Amazon Prime. You guys will love
it. Is it a movie or a series?
It's a movie.
And Clark Johnson's in it. You'll know him if you're into The Wire.
Yes, yes. And the thing, this guy who did it, he's also the one who did Bone Tomahawk, which I haven't watched yet. And I'm sorry, Dustin Lawler. I know I said I was going to watch it
last weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's the same guy who did that, and which Dustin Lawler had already been saying, you got to see Bone Tomahawk. I meant to watch it last weekend. I haven't yet, but I'm going to. And now this guy, I guess Vince Vaughn's probably like his muse now.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to have him in his next movie, which is called Dragged Across Concrete.
Fuck.
And he's starring opposite Mel Gibson, and they play these two cops that are caught up in some crazy shit. So this looks like this is going to, he's like a new Tarantino, this guy.
So they're still making movies for men. I like that.
And for women who have vaginas
thumbs.
Who should have had penises.
I get it.
Which
get
would
it.
Be me.
Women that like penis thumbs.
Exactly, exactly. So yeah, Brawl and Cell Block 99. So that's all my picks. Stop.
All right, awesome. Jeff.
Mine is My Next Guest Needs No Introduction on Netflix starting on the 12th of January.
Mm-hmm.
Hosted by David Letterman.
Did he shave or has he got his beard?
Nope, beard.
All right, beard. I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's going to be the first.
Oh,
first
really?
Show.
Yep.
That should be good.
That should be good.
What about this new guy? he doesn't like shitball countries. Or shithole countries.
He won't say anything.
He might. Before I get to mine, we have a radio this week, and I'll play. He recorded it. I'll play it for you here in a second, but it's I think it's called The Shy on Showtime.
Oh, yeah. It's got Jason Mitchell in it.
I'm calling it The Shire.
The Shire?
Why? Yeah, because it's The Wire, only in Chicago.
Oh, I like that. And he'll tell you about it. Rusty Weinberg, so thank you very
Rusty!
Much.
Rusty!
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Big supporter of the show. And he recorded it for us, so here we go.
Hi, this is Rusty Weinberg, and this is my radio's pick of the week. Tim didn't give me much lead time on this, let's say about a half a day, but I appreciate the chance, and so I'll try and see what happens. My pick of the week is a show I saw on Showtime called Chai. It's season one. It premiered last Sunday at 10 p.m., and I found it, the acting and the story, quite interesting. It's a story written by Lena Waithe, the first black woman to win an Emmy for writing in a comedy series last year. It's set in the south side of Chicago, and it deals with the residents' lives, dealing with the crime and the struggles, and just getting through life in the inner city. The acting is fantastic. The photography, actually, is great. And I'll just give this show some more attention. Second episode started this last Sunday. Haven't watched it yet, but we'll see how it goes and see how it plays out. So that's my pick of the week.
And my staff pick this week is Jodi Arias, An American Murder Mystery, which is going to be on Investigation Discovery.
The
murder porn channel.
The Homicide Hunter channel. I love
yes.
Joe Kinda.
That channel is so great.
Mm-hmm.
But it is disheartening to wake up and see that your wife's been watching it all night. But I got her into it, so I'm not worried about it. Jodi Arias.
She's gonna kill you.
In case you don't remember who Jodi Arias was the little Mormon tart who stabbed her husband 50 times and said it was self-defense.
Yeah.
But she, you read the details, and I used to have this thing where if the chick was a killer, femme fatale, is that what
mm-hmm,
they're called?
Mm-hmm.
But they were hot, and there was all sorts of weird sex around it. I was like, wow, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, and you know, you just gravitate to it. Like those chicks who fall in love with Charles Manson, I would fall in love with Jodi Arias if I were a little less stable than I am. And
it's the stabby nature
yeah.
of it all.
You know, there was that the 2000s when all those weirdos were getting arrested, and Casey Anthony, I thought she was hot.
Carla Homolka.
Who's Carla mm-hmm. Oh, I know Carla Homolka. Yeah, that's a sick movie there. That's a sick tale. What Carla did.
Oh, like a, what's
she let her husband drug her little sister, and then he had sex with her and she died.
Her husband was a serial rapist, and she like ended up assisting him.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Oh yeah, you were really into.
And they killed her little sister.
Joey Buttafuoco, the
Amy Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not that. I watched the porn movie she made in the late 2000s. That was pretty gross. She's gross. Hey, yo, Joey, you want to fuck me? They made fun of that mercilessly on Howard Stern because the guy that she's married to, he was an older guy. He's talking like this. Yeah, suck that dick. I want to eat that pussy.
Oh, God.
Let me see that pussy. Yeah, it's just disgusting.
It was like a transit authority.
Yeah, hey, when you're done parking the bus, let me check out that pussy. God. All right, so sorry to end the show in such grossness, but... Stephanie, thanks so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. And can I do my little plugs real
Please
quick?
Please do. I was just going to get to that.
Okay, so I've started my own adoption event, and it's my first, my inaugural event is this weekend in Lawrenceville at the Avenues at Web Gen in the Hollywood Feed Store. It's like this little swanky pet food store.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for Barktown, the one that I foster through. And so if you guys are out that way, please stop in and see us, and we're doing a little adoption event there. So I'm going to be running it. It's my thing.
Well, make sure that you send us all the info so we can put it on Facebook and Twitter.
I will do that. And also, if you know, of course, always at the Gwinnett County Animal Shelter, we've got a bunch of damn dogs and...
Hey, you need a dog?
Yeah, and cats. Lots of cats, too. And we don't want to kill them, so if you know anybody, come and get them.
I would love to get another cat, but we have enough animals as it is.
I don't think... You don't think Sherman would tolerate that?
He tolerates being around three dogs.
But that's what I'm saying. But he is, you know...
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but he's the only cat.
We have a picture window looking out into our backyard, and when we both have the energy or feel like doing it, we fill the bird feeder out there. And that entertains him all day. He just sits and watches all day long, the birds.
Do you think he just sits there and has these murder fantasies all day long? If I could get a hold of you.
He takes it out on the water bugs that get in.
With those big-ass paws of his. Catcher's mitts.
Jeff, you got anything to plug?
No, we should go to Flesh Gordon, though.
When is that again? It's the 19th, right?
The 19th, yeah.
All right. At
Plaza
Theater.
That's not this Friday. It's next Friday.
Next Friday.
Cineprov is great if you're into improv and riffing on movies a la MST3K.
I think he...
check it out.
I think he is writing for the new season, too, because I think he said he was just in L.A. working on it. Maybe.
Good for him, man. We got to have him back on to talk about it.
Yeah, when the new seasons drop.
Right. And didn't he just have a bad surgery or something like that?
He had a bone spur removed.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Again, thanks, Stephanie, for coming in.
Oh, thanks always, for having me, guys. I was just so glad to hang out with you guys. So
same here. And you're welcome to stop by anytime you desire, or I will reach out if we need you.
I appreciate that. Yes, I will look for my fat signal in the sky.
Gotta love self-deprecation. All right. Well, until next week, please remember to
keep it
canon. Keep it Andre Kunanen.
Shithole.
Kunanen.
Shithole.
Two Faces Radio.